Hey, this is Buck Dog from themoneyground.com. It is Tuesday, May 15th, 2012. Hey, well, today on the stock market, talk a little bit about Facebook, Apple, QQQ, JCPenney, that sort of thing. And today was a day on the market where things kind of got ugly at the end of the day, right? I blogged last night that the QQQ, the RSI 2 on the QQQ, and that's kind of a technical indicator, right, if you know what the relative strength index is. And basically that RSI 2 was below 1, which usually means that good things are in store for the market in the days and the weeks ahead, or week ahead. But man, it was back and forth today, and then back into the close, the market pretty much tanked, right? Of course, didn't close at the lows of the day. Tried to rebound a little bit, but this is just another ugly day. And the market is now at 3-month lows. So we're basically in the summer season, sell in May, and there's always a reason, right? The reason du jour, well, you know what it is, right? It's Greece, a run on the banks in Greece. So that's getting the blame for the late day sell-off. So basically, Greek depositors withdrew 700 million euros. So hey, Greece is our favorite reason, right? So anyways, an attempt to put together a coalition government failed, and now there will be new elections in June. So, you know, basically Greece instability and the possibility or even likelihood that Greece will leave the European Union. That's the other thing. And that looks more and more likely, right? So what does this mean for the other entitlement-centric nations like Italy, Spain, and Portugal, right? People are worried about them too. So basically, this is European contagion. So remember the Asian contagion from, gosh, was that 97 or 98? One of those 2 years. I think it was 98. Anyways, the market was down a little, I think right about 20%, the S&P 500. So, you know, that's kind of what I'm keeping in mind as we go through the summer months. You know, sell in May seems to be working again, believe it or not, and we'll see if this sets up a buying opportunity down the road. There's always a reason for the market to sell off in the summer, and you don't know what it is. I mean, heck, last year we had Europe too, right? But you never quite know, but there's always a reason for stocks selling off. So I'm not even going to do the slope of hope today because it seems like there is no hope, right? There's just everything's on the wall of worry. Everything in Europe, JP Morgan, with their $2 billion loss, JCPenney, they warned after hours today, socialism, France has gone socialist, and they want to raise taxes at 75%. And, you know, safety in the U.S. banking center. What does all this mean for the U.S. banks? So what happened to the market today? You know, right? Let's see. The Dow was down 63, the NASDAQ down 8, S&P down 7. 10-year bond is at 1.78%. Pretty low, right? Gold also fell. Gold's, I think it's probably down over 20% now. It's down down $14.80 today, down to $1,542.30. And oil is down to $93.40 a barrel, so it's falling too. And, you know, basically because of, you know, the worries about a world recession and lack of demand for oil. And, or maybe it's just the oil speculators pushing down the oil prices, right? Could be those oil speculators again. So what is the RSI 2 on the QQQ now, right? Yesterday it was like at 0.47 or 4.3, and today's 0.29, continues to fall. And if you take a look at the charts, it looks like, if you're looking at the QQQ, it looks like the 200-day moving average is like a big old line of gravity pulling the QQQ down, right? I mean, it looks to me like it's going to go there. We'll see. And I think I closed the window that I had it up on. I did, but anyways. Yeah, you can take a look at our chart. Apple was down $5.05 today, down to $553.17. And, you know, it actually did tank into the close today. And it's back at levels, I think, even lower than what it was before they reported earnings. And back after earnings, remember, it shot back up to 610 bucks, right? Well, now we're back down to $553. It is up a buck in the after hours. So what am I doing? You know, basically, I sold before May, but I'm just going to call it sell in May, even though I sold a little bit in the month ahead. But there's basically no change in my overall allocation. I have a lot of cash, just a few low beta holdings, except I am playing the Facebook IPO via SVVC, which is the First-Hand Technology Value Fund or something like that. And it owns, I don't know however much Facebook it already owns. And it's been actually up nice this week, so that's been a nice swimming against the tide kind of stock. But I don't know how long I'm going to hold it. And it's certainly not a recommendation. It's just, I just got a really small play in it, just to, you know, beer money kind of thing. Companies in the news. Home Depot was down almost 2.5% as they gave an earnings forecast that disappointed investors. And that's one place you'd think that would be doing well if consumers are doing well, especially in the spring and summer, right? Because people want to buy, you know, petunias and fertilizer and that kind of thing, hammers, screwdrivers. Groupon surged again yesterday. It was up 19%, and today it's up a little over 3.5%. Is that what I'm seeing? Anyways, something like that. Chesapeake was down today 5.6% after it increased its unsecured loan from $3 billion to $4 billion, and Avon down 10% today. In the after hours, JCPenney, falling sales, so they're down 12% after hours. General Motors is up 4% on news that Warren Buffett bought a significant stake. The company also said that they were going to stop advertising on Facebook. So Warren Buffett bought a significant stake in JCPenney and, in GM, General Motors. So, see, it's already telling us, first of all, it's telling us that he already bought. So you can't get whatever price he got. If it's up 4% after hours, he got in at lower price, right? So if you buy now, you're chasing his performance and you're giving money to him. So he's getting that 4%. The other thing, too, is that, remember, Warren Buffett underperforms the S&P 500. I mean, he's the greatest investor of all time, but even he cannot beat the S&P 500. I think over the past 1 year, 3 year, 5 years, he's not doing it. Even though he gets these great deals on stocks, right? That was an article in the Wall Street Journal a week or two ago. In the news, Alzheimer's. It can't be cured, but maybe it could be prevented. There's a $100 million government study to test Alzheimer's prevention in just one family. I didn't get that just one family part. I mean, you know, that wouldn't surprise me if it cost the government $100 million to do that. You know, they do tend to overspend. But anyways, it's a real horrible disease. And, you know, they say they can see symptoms of it 20 to 20 years before you show symptoms. Is that crazy or what? George Bush gave an endorsement of Romney, and this is what it is. Quote, unquote, I'm for Mitt Romney. That's it. No fancy schmancy talk, just that. Four words. Including a contraction, so maybe you could stretch that to 4.5 words. Maybe 5, you know, for being generous. President Obama was on The View today. He told the hosts, quote, unquote, everyone on this couch will probably pay a little more, so the middle class doesn't have to. Of course, the middle class will pay because higher taxes means slower job growth and higher unemployment, and that affects the middle class. If you want less of something, tax it. And those were the words of Ronald Reagan. Somebody else who wants to raise taxes, Jerry Brown. He wants to raise taxes on Californians. He says it's only on the rich, but again, it's on the wealthy, which would affect us, and also the sales tax, which would also affect pretty much everybody in the state. Everybody pays taxes. He also wants to cut state workers by 5% or cut their pay by 5%. And, you know, but he's overall increasing the budget by $6 billion. So there's a $16 billion budget gap, and he's going to close it by increasing spending by $6 billion and then all these other cuts, raising taxes and cutting state workers by 5% or their pay by 5%. So anyways, I think he's going to have a rough job trying to pass a tax hike. We shall see. Federal budget deficit, according to my ticker on my webpage, $15,681,361,000, and then a bunch of numbers that are just ticking upward real high, almost 700,000, 800,000, 900,000. You get the idea. On this day in history, 1990, the Dow average hits a record 2,822. Can you believe that? 2,822, 1990, 22 years ago. 1988, the Soviets begin withdrawal from Afghanistan. Who says history doesn't repeat itself? Hey, and here's a classic movie from 1981, The Harlem Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island airs. My oh my, and I think I watched it. 1973, California Angel Nolan Ryan, first no-hitter. He beat the Kansas City Royals 3-0, almost 29 years ago, right? Today's birthday is Justin Marneau from the Minnesota Twins. He was born in 1981. Ryan Leaf, American football player. Really? Is that what he is? He was born in 1976. So how do you think he's celebrating his birthday? Hey, that's it today for a Tuesday. I played hooky from work today, took a day off, and went to a Rivercats game with some friends and had a blast. It was fun. And that's our local AAA affiliate for the Oakland A's. Always a good time. Sat in the sun all day. But I had my suntan lotion on. Anyways, hey, you can always subscribe to this at iTunes, username MuckDog, or at audioboo.com/MuckDog, or at the blog, themoneygoround.com. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. This is The Idiot Show with Rob Skain. See ya.
Yes is no, status quo, up is down, you chase your tail around, it's an idiot show, an idiot show. Whisper is a shout, dark is light, I never got it right, in the idiot show, idiot show. Who I thought that I was, who I thought that I could trust, when it all came down, I was nowhere to be found. In the idiot show, the same old fight, every single night, truth is a lie, hello means goodbye, in the idiot show, the idiot show. Yes is no, stop is go, up is down, you chase your tail around, you chase your tail around, chase your tail around, it's an idiot show, an idiot show.